broadcasting 24 hours a day from Leeds University Union.
The sound
of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
And so we stand.
In sound and strands.
In dark and smoke.
We throb, we soak.
This waiting game doesn't suit us so.
When the pheromones hit and your pupils grow.
When the walls wrap around you and feels like home.
When your chest is just pounding and your heart bends like Rome.
When you can't.
No, you can't.
But you might.
You just might.
And you should.
Yeah, you should.
So you will.
Yes, you will.
When your bones start to shake.
And you know how you feel.
With our egos suppressed.
Our dear id takes the wheel.
And it's screaming.
Now.
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 Now!
The night.
Well, it found me.
So, shall we?
All right, Treacle. How you doing? Welcome to Dr. Disco's Glitterbug Fuzzball on Leeds Student Radio. Let's kick things off, shall we?
Thing I
done that, lovely. Welcome, welcome to Dr. Disco's Glitterbug Fuzzball on Leeds Student Radio. Don't worry, I don't know what the title means either. Right, every week on the show we'll be trying to show the depth and possibility of art by encompassing as many forms of expression as we possibly can into a single word. I.e., I get a word and I use as many different kinds of poetry or interview or music or spoken word or pop culture and I express said word. Pretentious? Yeah, sure, but fun nonetheless. Anyway, this week's word is called now. Would you like to explain that for us, Jess?
Adverb. At the present time or moment. Used, especially in conversation, to draw attention to a particular statement or point in a narrative.
Ah, wasn't that lovely? You might have heard that playing out over the song. That's my fault because I'm terrible at my job. Ah, well. Sadly, Dr. Disco's out of town this week, so I'll be your guest host for the week. My name is the 3-time Academy Award winner, Meryl Streep. Now, let's get started, shall we? Today, is our word is now, as I just said, and this song is for the now. It's for living in the now. It makes me want to run down the street and kick over bins. This is We Can Do What You Want by Drenge. You're listening to Leeds Student Radio. Music. Well, hopefully that's gotten you in the mood a little bit. One of my main aims for the year is that I don't want to play a Drenge song every single week, but honestly, I just don't know if I can do it. They brought an album earlier in the year. It was called Undertow, and it was absolutely phenomenal. If you haven't heard it, I'd recommend giving it a listen. Anywho, moving on with the now. The now, the now, the now! This is Blood Red Shoes with Don't Ask.
Taking all the
Don't Ask by Blood Red Shoes on Dr. Disco's Glitterbug Fuzzball, live on Leeds Student Radio. Hooray! So, I promised you that I would do more things than just music, and I'm going to follow that up right now. Early on today, a good friend of mine called Mo had a discussion with me about the word now, and I'm going to play that for you in little bits and pieces, because I don't like doing it all in one go. So if I say the word now, what does it mean to you?
Now's this very minute for me. Yeah. Now is today, but it's never on its own. Now doesn't exist on its own. Okay. Now is connected to the past and the future.
Okay. So when you kind of, when you think about the here and the now, how much are you looking forward? How much are you looking back?
I'm never looking forward. I'm always planning myself to the minute, but for that minute. I'm planning very temporarily for the future because you don't know what's coming up, so you can't really base it on that judgment. I like thinking quite rational in that aspect.
Yeah.
The past is always affecting your present somehow, whether that be a negative thing which leads onto another negative thing and snowballs, or it's a negative thing that leads into a positive thing. That's where you get your energy from. That's if something bad's happened in the past, but something good's happening now, then you think about that and you take the positivity from that.
I don't think it had broken axles before.
Before. You're living in the past, Marge. Quit living in the past.
Advice to live by, if you ask me. This here is an Aeroplane remix of a track called Paris by Friendly Fires. You might not have heard it since 2008, because no one has heard it since 2008. But there you go. That's what we do on this show. We bring it back. We bring it back. We bring it back, you know? How do you feel about your now?
My now's really good.
Yeah?
My now's really good. Yeah, a lot of opportunities are coming my way finally, so I'm grasping at them.
How do you think other people think about now as a concept?
Now as a concept in society, now is very much, if we had to brand the concept as an it thing, then that is what now is. Now is based on everything from when you're going to go out to the amount of alcohol you drink to the person you have sex with. That is what now is for people. And that is what now in our age group anyway.
Yeah.
And no one's really thinking ahead. That's why we get into so many problems. Because no one's thinking about the future. They're just thinking about maximum satisfaction in a minimal amount of time. That minimal amount of time is now. And that maximum satisfaction is however they manage to get it.
So wise, that Moe Yube. This one here is called Slow Down. It's by We Are Scientists. Something that is associated with our age group.
Yes, because our age group is where the majority is obsessed with social media.
Yeah.
A very now platform. If it wasn't for now, then Facebook wouldn't be asking you what's on your mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would be asking you what will be on your mind or what was on your mind. But it asks you for what you're thinking now. And Twitter does the same.
Yeah.
You voice your opinion in the now moment. Whilst you see something, as you walk by, as you sit down, as someone walks by you, you voice your opinion at that time. So for us, for our generation and for our age group, we are the now generation. I don't want to brand myself or categorize myself as that, because I would like to think that I've taken more experiences from other time spaces, but that's the age group we are.
Do you reckon, just because of what you said about social media, do you reckon that's why we cringe so much at like things like time hop? You can see what you're thinking about 3 years ago to the day, and you're like, oh, good God, no.
Yeah, it is, because we're constantly reminded. Not that our parents weren't. Yeah. My dad's got a picture of himself hung up on a cork board somewhere in our house. Not in an egotistical way, but he always looks up back at it and cherishes the moment, where we don't cherish the moments. We grew up with mobile phones. We grew up in the now. There's been no future. It's just been a rolling now for many people. So when they look back at the past, they don't really remember the events. Not necessarily because they've been drunk or because they've taken anything in the form of narcotics. Mm. But because they were living in that moment, they were busy texting someone, they were busy calling someone. They weren't sitting there and experiencing it for what it is, you know? People sit there and take photos as well. That's a very now thing. In the past, you'd take photos because you didn't know when the next opportunity would be to go back. But due to how now works, you can be anywhere at any time.
I think that was one of the realest conversations I've ever had. Yeah, but what can you do? This next one was chosen by that there Mosif. I asked him to pick a song for me that he felt kind of summarised the now, which is a very like kind of vague thing. It's a cruel thing to do to a friend, being like, "Oi Mo, can you pick a song for me?" But he did it nonetheless. He picked a really a corker. This is Calais F, and it's by an artist called Mala. And he gave me a lovely description of why he picked it, and I will read it out to you afterwards because it's really fitting. But I want you to hear the music first. So here you go. This is Calais F by Mala. That was Calais F by Mala, picked by Mo Ayube. Thanks, Mo. You're a doll. His kind of choice was so fitting, and it was so perfect, and it was really cool that I didn't have to ask him to pick a perfect song. He just kind of did it. I have it written down for you, dear listener, the reason for picking it. This track was taken from his album Mala in Cuba, if you wanted to know. And I'd say it represents the now in that it takes its influence from the past, i.e. the Cuban saxophone samples and drum beat, in order to create the future, i.e. the atmospheric synths and electronic effects as such. However, the abrupt stop shows that we can neither progress nor regress from the present as easily as we'd wish. Ooh, Mo, you dog, you. Very, very fitting. Something completely different now as well. This is one of my favourite songs that I've discovered in the past year or so. It's probably one of the most desperately urgent songs that I've ever heard, and it's just so incredibly striking. And I love it. This one is called Run. It's by a band called Daughter. You're listening to Leeds Student Radio. This is Dr. Disco's Glitterbug Fuzzball.
To say just the beating of hearts like two drums in the grave. I don't know what we're doing, I don't know what we've done, but the fire is coming, so I think we should run. I think we should run. Coat, and we will step outside, checking that the coast is clear on both sides, 'cause we don't wanna be seen now, this is suicide. You can't see the ropes, and I won't tell my mother, it's better she don't know, and he won't tell his folks, 'cause they're already ghosts, and we'll just keep each other.
There's no strength in we if it's just me. If it's just the hope that you'll be okay, and that at the end of the day we'll break and just be. You can fuck up all you like, and you can learn from your lessons if you want to, and you'll change and I'll change, but wait, psych. I'm me, you are you, and that's all you'll ever do. We do it for the attention, and we do it not to mention, behind closed doors on bedroom floors with nighttime and groove and the hope that a rhyme could impress you. Just enough to forget, just enough to get me out of my head to make us pretend that we are friends. I'm mad at myself and I'm mad at you, and I don't know why, but darling, I'll do whatever it is that you ask me to. I don't want your forgiveness, and I don't want your hand, and I don't know what you want, and it's driving me mad. The here and the now, it contorts as it bows at the conscience and crowd with their spit and their frown. But oh, to be a clown. To be a jester and to be renowned with costume and smile, to be surrounded with sound, the sound of laughter's distraction piece that burns all our darkness down to its least, and the thought it could break you and make you forget whilst I sweep under the carpet to cover this mess. I can wish all I like as I cover my eyes, as if, were you not to see me, there'd be nought to despise, because I'm a child, and I've nowhere to hide from the things that I do, from the hands at my sides, that insist on writing these ridiculous things as my forehead burns and my eardrum rings, as we sit and you waste your valuable time on this worthless piece of shit.
That was James Shakeshaft reading a poem for me. There's a man at the door, dear listener. This is a song called Hi For This, and it's by The Weeknd on Leeds Student Radio.
Cause I know what you're feeling. It's okay, girl, I feel it too. Let it be, baby, breathe. I swear I'm right here.
You don't.
Hi for this by the weekend, if you couldn't tell from the echo. Look, look, I got a friend, everyone.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello, this is Robin Leach.
Hello.
You're the night bus driver, aren't you?
I am.
You are also my friend. I haven't just, like, borrowed the night bus driver.
I would prioritise friend.
Yeah, no, I'd like to think
on the
so.
List. I would like you to think of me as a friend first and a night bus driver second. Stu, if possible.
I can try.
Thank you.
I can but try. What were we talking about? We were talking about why I picked that song.
Why did you pick that song?
I picked
not it, that it's a bad song.
No, it was a good one. I wouldn't play something I didn't like. I picked that song because it felt very... it was, as I said to you, it was very sex-fueled. And it was very, like, now and urgent, but in a...
That now was had a bit of David Bowie in the delivery. Now! Enjoyed that. Good.
Have you seen a Flight of the Conchords sketch called Bowie?
I've seen the episode where they parody Bowie. Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, Brett. I'm 1970s David Bowie.
You've got to do something outrageous, Brett. Are you familiar with the film Labyrinth?
I'm not. I still haven't seen it. I do own it.
Well, obviously, given that I'm 100 years old,
yes.
It was a childhood favourite of mine.
Yeah.
And I recommend watching Labyrinth for some quality Bowie and just general hijinks and imagination. Oh, all the mad hijinks. You'd love it, you'd die, yeah. Everyone, stop what you're doing and go and watch Labyrinth right now.
Please don't stop what you're doing. I like the listeners, it gives me a nice
boost. You can still listen to this, just watch Labyrinth while you're doing it, is all I'm saying.
That'd be a very odd experience.
We'll have it on in the background or something, I don't know.
What can you do? So, the show is called Now. What are you doing right now?
Right now, yeah. I'm doing possibly one of the last things I expected I'd be doing. This is a very, very impromptu. Radio visit.
Yeah.
I'm just hanging out with my friend for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Just enjoying a nice quiet Sunday.
Lovely.
And you've got me thinking about the concept of now, Stu. I mean, what is now?
Earlier we had an interview with my friend Mo, and we were talking about that, and the conversation got really, really deep and really, really, like, meaningful very, very quickly, which I don't think either of us really expected. I wanted it to. Mm. I really, really did want it to, and I didn't expect it to. And Mo sent me a message later being like, I had, like, repercussions of it, like, later when I was walking home. That was really deep.
Well, it's quite a deep thing to think about. I don't always think now is a good thing, you know.
No, I don't think
you know, I think people can often fixate on now and get into a bad headspace, you know, and it's a downward spiral from there. And really, you know, you should be thinking, if you're stressed about now, you should take a step back from now and just look at the whole thing.
The only counter to that I have, right, is because I was raised in a Catholic school. Not raised in a Catholic school. I had, like, a family outside of
right,
it,
okay.
But I went to Catholic school.
Okay.
And we had this... I don't think it's a proverb. I think it's just something that adults like to say a lot. Mm. And it's adults. I'm not there yet, Robin. I'm still not an adult.
Neither am I, mate. Don't worry.
The thing where they're like, the birds do not fret about their next meal. And you should not worry about the now. It's like, no. Sometimes you should.
Well, I'm not saying don't eat. You know, I'm not by me saying that I don't worry about now. If you're hungry, by all means,
go and find a worm.
Go and
or a meal.
Or a meal might be better.
Essentials like sell sandwiches for a quid.
Exactly, worm or against this pasty might be more up your alley. Thing. Exactly,
yeah, more
kind of
thing.
Well, no, obviously, I mean, as with all proverbs, you know, I wouldn't. You know, you have to look at the broader thing. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes people kind of get into a rut of like, oh, look at my life right now.
Yeah,
oh,
I know. It's frightening, and I think the only times that you're not thinking about now is when things are going really, really well.
Exactly, because you're distracted from now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now is at its worst when things are bad.
That's a lot more a lot more meaningful when you think about it.
Like, put that on a mug. Yeah, you think about that.
You think about that. Put that out there. All right. Thank you so much for coming in. It was really lovely to see you.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me, Stu. It's very kind of you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's a lovely setup you've got here. It's nice.
Oh,
it's cozy.
It's quite hot in the room, but that'll do.
It is quite hot, but I can take it from me. It's bloody freezing outside.
No.
I'm my friend, doing, yeah.
You heard it here first from Robin, the night bus driver, and my friend. My friend Robin, who also drives
a night
bus.
Happens to be a night bus driver.
There you go. We got another song for you, don't we? This is Right on Frankenstein by Death From Above 1979 on Leeds Student Radio. Urgency, urgency, urgency now! Sorry about that. What do you know? That was Right on Frankenstein by Death From Above 1979 on Leeds Student Radio. I've got, like, so many tunes to play for you, and by so many I mean two. I've got two tunes to play for you, but I really want to get them in, so I'm going to play the next one right now. Right now! This one is another one that just kind of screamed urgency to me when I was thinking about now. If you listen to the lyrics, because it's Arctic Monkeys, you will just get so much out of it, so I really urge you to. This is What If You Were Right the First Time by Arctic Monkeys. That was What If You Were Right the First Time by Arctic Monkeys, which is a B-side, because I'm arty and pretentious and I do what I ruddy well like, don't I? There you go. We've nearly come to the end, haven't we, of Dr. Disco's Glitterbug Fuzzball? Sad, that. So I hope you've enjoyed. That's really it. That's the kind of base concept of the show. That's all I do. I pick music and I talk about things with people. that's a good summary, Stu. There you go. I started the show with a song called Now Now, and it was by St. Vincent, and I'm going to end it by a song by a band called Now Now. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back same time next week, 11 p.m. on Sunday night. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Dr. Disco's Glitterbug Fuzzball. Stay tuned, there's a pre-record by a man called Max Wallacher. He does a show called Relevant Rhythms, and it's sick, so I would listen if I were you. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I'll see you next week. Bye!